May God bless us.
好，现在我们打开罗马书第十五章。
Turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
我现在建议哈。
I would suggest.
我们还没有读十五章以前。
Before we read chapter 15.
大家从头到尾念十四章。
We will read one more time chapter 14.
把十四章读了一遍以后，然后我们读十五章。
And then only read.
一二三，
信
心
软弱的。
你们
要接纳，
但
不要
辩
论所疑惑
的
事。
有
人
信，
百
物
都可吃；
但那
软弱
的
只
吃
蔬
菜。
吃的人
不
可轻
看
不吃的人，
不
吃
的人
不 可, 人
不可
论
断
吃的人，
因
为上
帝
已
经
收
纳
他了。
你是谁，
请论断别人的
仆
人呢？
他
或站住，
或
跌倒，
自
有
他的
主
人
在，而且
他
也必要
站
住。
因为
主
能
使
他
站住。
有
人
看
这
日
比
那
日强，
有
人
看
这
日
都
是
一
样，
只是
个
人心里
要
意
见
坚
定。
守
着
的
人
是
为
主
守
的，
吃
的
人
是
为
主吃
的，
因
他感
谢上帝。
不
吃
的
人
是
为
主
不吃的，
也
感
谢
上帝。
我们没有一
个
人
为
自
己
死
活，
也
没
有一
个
人为
自
己
死。
我
们若
活
着
是
为
主
而
活，
若
死了是
为
主
而
死。
所
以
我们
或
活
或
死，
总
是
主
的
人。
因此
基
督
死了
又
活
了，
为
要
做
死人
并
活
人
的主。
你这个
人
为
什么
论断
弟
兄
呢？
你
为
什
么
轻
看
弟
兄
呢？
因
为
我
们都
要
站
在
上
帝
的
面
前。
经上记
着，
主
说
我
凭
着
我
的
永
生
启
示，
万气必
向
我
跪拜，
万
口
必
向
我
承
认。
这
样
看来，
我
们
个人
必要
将
自
己
的
事
在
上
帝面
前
说明。
所以
我们
不
可
再
彼
此
论断，宁可
定
义，
谁
也
不
给
弟
兄
放
下
半
条
电
人之
物。我
凭
着
主
耶
稣
确
知
身
性，
凡
物本
来
没有
不
洁
净
的，
唯
独
人
以
为
不
洁
净
的，
在
他
就
不
洁
净
了。
你
若因
食物
叫
弟
兄
忧
愁，
就
不
是按
照爱
人
的
道
理
行。
基
督已
经替
他
死，
你
不可
因
你
的受
物
叫
他
败
坏，
不
可
叫
你
的善
被
人
毁谤。
因
为上
帝
的国
不
在
乎
吃喝，
只
在
乎
公
义、
和
平
并圣灵中
的
喜乐。
在
这几
样
上服侍
基
督的，
就
为上
帝
所
喜悦，
为
人
所称喜。
所
以我
们
不
要
追
求
和
睦的
事，
并
彼此
建立
德行
的
事。不可
因
食物
毁
坏
上
帝
的
工
程，凡
物
固
然
洁净，
但
有
人因
食物
叫
人
跌倒，
这
是
他
的
罪。无
论
是
吃肉、
是
喝酒，
或
是什么别
的
事，叫
弟
兄
跌倒，
一
概
不
做
才好。
你
有信
心，
就当在
上
帝面
前
守着。
人
在自己
以
为可行
的事
上能
不
自
责，
就
有
福了。
若
有
疑
心
而
吃，
就必
有
罪，
因
为
他吃
不
是出于信
心，
凡不
出
于信
心
的
都
是
罪。我们现在读第十五章第一节到第三节，我先念一遍，由你们大家一同开声再念一遍。
Chapter 15 verses 1 to 3。
我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得一处建立德性。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。我们大家来读。
我
们
坚固
的
人
应
当
担
待
不坚
固
人
的
软
弱，
不
求自
己
的
喜
悦。
我
们个
人
务
要叫
邻舍
喜
悦，
使
他
得
一处
建立
德
行。
因
为
基
督也
不
求
自
己的
喜
悦，
如
经
上
所
记，
辱
骂
你的
人
辱
骂
都
落
在
我
身
上。
我们读经到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。我们请李博士带领我们做祷告。
我们祷告。主，我们来到你面前的时候，你的话语这么清楚地写明在我们的眼前。我们恳求主，你透过今天晚上的聚会，透过你的仆人的讲解，你的话语在我们的心 也再次显出亮光，就使我们能够从主的正道摸到主的心意，就使我们的生命的改变，我们的生活也能够按照你圣经的指引教导行出你的正道，使别人透过我们也能够摸到你的心意。帮助你的仆人今天晚上再一次的把你的正道向我们解明，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们
阿们。现在我们再读第七节，
We're going to read verse number 7 here。
第七节，所以你要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归于上帝。大家再念一次，
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归于上帝。
好，我们今天要开始第十五章的信息。
Tonight we're going to begin the message coming from chapter 15.
第十四章看见了我们基督徒虽然都是有信仰。
In chapter 14, we see that even though Christians have faith,
我们都蒙上帝的救赎。
That we have been saved by God.
但是每一个人仍然存着一些不同的看法。
But then we have different views and opinions.
在主要的、绝对的信仰上。
But important and also in the absolute truth,
我们都是神的儿女。
That we belong to God.
我们都领受了神在基督里给我们的生命。
And also we receive right and life in Christ Jesus to us.
站在相对的生活层次里面，
But in the living that sphere and that relative,
都有许多不同的灵性的程度。
We have many different degrees in spirituality.
所以有一些人什么都吃。
For some they eat everything.
有一些人只吃蔬菜。
And for some they only take vegetables.
不但基督徒有这样的分别。
Not only Christians have these kind of differences.
人类的宗教也有这样的分别。
And so human religion there's some kind of difference.
佛教徒不吃别的，他只吃没有荤、没有肉的这些植物。
For the these Buddhists, they do not take these animals; they only take plants.
那基督徒呢？什么都吃。
As for Christians, we take all things.
回教徒吃一些肉，但有一些肉他不吃。And 像猪肉、狗肉他不吃。
And for the Muslim, they take certain kind of meat, but certain kind of meat like this pork and also the meat of this dog, they don't take it.
中国人山珍海味，猪、狗、猫、鸟什么都吃。
But as for the Chinese, we eat everything.
蛇也吃，蟑螂也吃。
Even cockroaches, even snakes, everything.
中国人什么都吃。
In China, we Chinese take everything.
所以在吃物的事情上，
But upon things about food,
有人吃，有人不吃。
Some take and some do not.
在守日子的事情上，
And in the keeping of days,
有人什么日子都不守，有的人很多守日子。
Some observe all days, some observe not even a single day.
他看这个比那个更重要。
And they will see this day is more important than the other day.
那个比这个更不重要。
Or that day is less important as compared to this day.
这种生物比那种生物更不接近。
All this food is unclean as compared to that food.
那种食物比这种食物更接近。
All this food is cleaner than that kind of food.
所以呢，那些不吃的人呢，
So for those who not take,
他们为自己不吃想了很多的理由来辩护自己的行为。
For their own sake of not taking, they find a lot of reason to defend themselves.
吃的人也用各样的办法对人说他才是对的。
And for those who eat also, they want to show to others it's not reasonable for them to say.
有人没有这种信心的时候，
And possibly when people are lacking of this kind of faith,
你应当把它当作是软弱的人。
We treat them as weak.
那么你自己以为你的信比他更强，
So you thought that your faith is stronger than they are.
你应当看待软弱的人，
Also to look at those who are weaker.
人就从弟兄的角度去收纳他。
From the perspective of the brother, you want to accept
them. 这样刚强的人不要轻看软弱的人。
So those are strong don't despise those are weak.
软的人不要论断刚强。
And those who are weak not pass judgment on those who are strong.
但是如果有人因为信心软弱，
If there are people who are weak in their faith,
他不做一些他认为不应当做的事，
And there are certain things that they frame not to do it,
你也不要论断他。
And also do not pass judgment on them too.
因为他软弱没有信心，他如果做了勉强来说他就是犯罪。
Because if he's weak, also he is also lacking of faith. We're going to do it. Then without faith, he sins.
所以我们不可以论断人。
So we cannot actually condemn others.
我们也不可以因此就绊倒人。
And do not also want to place stumbling blocks to others.
那保罗讲完了这些话，
Paul after he said this,
最后一句原则是什么呢？
Then what's the principle?
因为凡不出于信心的都是罪。
Because for all things, if it doesn't come from faith, it's sin.
所以呢，罪不但是主动犯一些违背律法的事叫犯罪。
So sinning, not that you want to actively transgress some law, that's called sin.
罪更是在信仰怀疑中间的时候，不知应当不应当做，就随便乱做，那是罪。
even when in also doing things that you are doubtful and then you did it, you are sinning.
所以整个十四章都包含在爱的原则里面。
So then this whole chapter 14 is now concluded in the principle of love.
我们的弟兄比我们更软弱，我们爱他们。
So our brothers are weaker than we do, then we love them.
那些弟兄跟别人比他刚强的弟兄，他也爱他吗？
Then as compared to those who are stronger, do we also love them?
所以爱不是轻看人。
So to love is not to despise.
爱也不是论断人。
To love is not to pass judgment.
如果你总看别人的错处而论断他。
If you were to continue seeing others weaker and pass judgment on them,
你的行动就是不出于爱心。
Then your action is not doing something in love.
如果你看别人的软弱就轻看他。
If you see others' weaknesses and despise them,
你这个态度也不出于爱心。
That attitude also not coming from love.
第十四章的总原则。
And that's the principle of the chapter 14.
每一个人照着信心的大小行得合乎中道。
Everyone according to the measure of faith and want to be soldier judgment.
十四章的总原则。
And the principle of chapter 14.
每一个人用真正的爱心对待不同我意见的弟兄。
That everyone deeming also the brothers with a true love.
因为教会的生活。
Because the love for the life in the church.
是真正出于彼此相爱的动机。才能一同被建立起来。
It must come from the motive of true love, then can build up each other.
所以讲十四章跟十五章有相同的地方。
So then the similarity of chapter 14 and 15,
就是谈到建立的事情。
So talking about edification.
我们互相建立。
We want to edify one another.
我们彼此建立。
And to build up one another.
我们用爱跟诚实互相建立。
It is also in love and also in honesty, we want to build up each other.
很奇怪的，中文的翻译本。
But the Chinese translation.
和合一本
and the union version,
在十四章跟十五章
in chapter 14 and chapter 15
解释到建立两个字的
when it comes to this phrase called building up
后面就加上的信仰
it's called a virtue, morality
十四章这样一次翻译十五章也这样一次翻译
and also it was translated once in chapter 14 and once in 15
你们叫建立的信
so you want to build up good virtue
是建立爱的道德
to build up the morality of love
有建立爱的行动
to also build up the action of love
只有爱跟诚实合乎真理的真实可以建立别人
it is only in love and also in honesty in true love you can build it up
我们如果口里说我们爱弟兄
if we are to say that we love our brother in love service
但我们绊倒他
but we put into stumbling block
我们使他毁坏
and they are destroyed
我们摧毁他的信仰
and they are being destroyed in their faith
都不符合爱心的原则
All these are not according to the principle of love
十五章再从这个原则保罗再发挥下去
So one more time Paul wants to develop on this principle in chapter 15
他说我如果比别人更坚固
He said if I'm stronger than the others
那么坚固的人对不坚固的人应当什么态度呢
Now he who is strong as compared to those who is weak What kind of attitude should adopt
是不是定罪呢
Is he want to condemn
审判呢
To pass judgment
不是
No
因为前面已经讲了
Because it said
坚固的人不要那个轻看软弱的人
Those are strong, don't despise those are weak
软弱的人不要审判论断坚固的人
And those who are weak do not pass judgment on those who are strong
那这是不要不要不要
No, no, no
那第十五章变成要要要
But then chapter 15 says do, do, do
所以坚固的人
So those are strong
要担待软弱的人负重担
You must bear the weaknesses of those who are weak
所以这个就从被动变成主动
So become from passiveness now become the activeness
从这个消极变成积极了
From negative now come to positive
所以第一节是我们坚固的人
And then verse number one of chapter 15 say we are
应该担待不坚固的人的软弱
We ought to bear with the failings of the weak
那么这里提到应该什么意思呢
So ought what do you mean
就是没有功劳可以说
We think there's no credit for you
你看我坚固的我代他担当软弱
So I'm strong I bear the one who are weak and good
所以这里的意思一面行应当做的事一面不自己夸口
So on one hand you do something you ought to do on the other hand you cannot boast on it
这是很不简单的事
It's not easy
因为很多人不做就不做一做就夸口
Because there are people who don't do and they do never do anything but once they do it they want to claim credit
有的从来不要帮助人
There are people who never help people.
他有帮助过人，就马上骄傲的不得。
When they have helped others, they feel so proud.
所以有一些人不但 但不帮助人。
So there are people not only they don't help us，
还有轻看人。
They despise。
所以这样灵性分成几个层次。
So then spirituality are different the levels。
轻看软弱。
Those who despise the weak。
或者不轻看也不做事情。
Don't despise and don't do anything。
或者轻看软弱就骂他，就藐视他，就在众人面前斥回他。
Despisers are weak and also in the public want to destroy them。
这是最坏的灵性。
This is worse。
更好的灵性不轻看他。
And the better ones don't despise them。
也不乱断他。
Don't also pass judgment on them。
再好的灵性呢
？And the better ones
是帮助他。
But to help。
担当他的软弱。
And to bear their feelings。
担当完了以后夸口的不得了。
And after you bear, you want to boast。
骄傲的不得了。
You're so proud。
最高的层次是什么
？The highest level is。
又不轻看他。
You don't despise。
又不消极。
You don't be passive。
主动帮助他。
Actively want to help。
又说这是我应该做的。
And then say this is my responsibility。
你看见了没有呢
？So you see。
所以呢，每件圣经的记载隐藏很多不同的层次。
So every single statement。In the Bible, hidden different levels.
做好事又认为自己没有做好的，那是真正的好人。
When you do good things, yet feel that you're not doing much good things, then you're a good man.
做坏事以为自己了不起的是坏人。
Those who do evil things and yet you feel that he's a good man, he's an evil man.
做坏事又感到自己是很坏的，差不多。
Those who are evil and feel that he's evil, then he's well quite evil.
做好事又以为自己很好的，差不少。
So those who are good and still feel that he's good, he's quite good.
做一点点好事，一大堆荣耀自己的事，不大好。
But if you do a little bit of good thing, but you boast a lot, then you are no good.
做了很多好事，而以为自己本来应该这么做，没有什么特别，是真正好的。
But you have done a lot of good thing and feel that this is my responsibility, then you are good man.
我们刚强的人
，So with those are strong,
应该担待软弱的人。
We must bear the feelings of those who are weak.
担待那不坚固的软弱
to bear also the feelings of those who are weak
不求自己的益处
do not please yourself
下面这句话是整个人类普世伦理最大的亏欠
you know in the universal ethic this one we are lacking
今天有哪一个人做事不求自己益处还能活下去
is there anyone who can continue to live to do something that you do not seek profit for yourself
不但是外邦人
not only the Gentiles
甚至许多的基督徒
even many of the Christians
他们常常存一种人生工作一切侍奉的立场是根据这句话
they have a stand ground to serve
就是我如果没有对我有益处的事我绝对不做
if thing is not profitable to me I won't do it
这个世界就是这种观念建立起来
and this world is built up with that concept
今天罪人的世界就建立在这种哲学的上面
today the world of sinners is built on this philosophy
没有利益的事情不必谈
think we are not beneficial I won't discuss it
对我没有好处的我绝对不做
think we are not profitable to me I won't do it
亏本生意我一定不要做
a business that's going to lose I won't engage in it
所以人只求自己的益处
so men only are seeking profit for themselves
我告诉你世界上没有人要替别人赚钱
In the world, there are not people who want to make money for others.
他如果好像替你赚钱，因为同时他赚了好多，给你一点点。
If he were to make money for you, it's because he has made enough of himself already.
银行说我们对你服务很好。
The banker will say that we is good for you to provide service for you.
我们给你多少 percent 的利息
？We give so much percent of interest to you.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，你放在他那里钱，他可以赚20%，他给你4%。他说我服务你
because if you were to invest money with them they even make more interest from that
等到放钱在银行的越来越多的时候
so when more people and invest money in them
他感觉到不必你的钱他也可以周转
they say that without more money they can still make their money
钱越来越多没有人要借
but if you have a lot of money if you put in
the
bank they will not borrow
从收来的利息再付给你利息
so they cannot pay you from the interest that they earn
结果他就把利息降低降低又降低
so they want to press down even the interest
现在到什么地步呢
you know how much interest we
earn now 前几年
a few years ago
日本有些银行
in Japan some of the banks
你存钱在里面不但没有得到利息你还有再加钱他替你保管的保险费
if you were to deposit money with them not only that we don't have interest you got to pay them to keep the money for you
很多人就把钱从银行拿出来
so Olivia took money out
转到香港
and then put it to Hong Kong
香港再拿出来
and take it out from Hong Kong
转到马来西亚
and come to Malaysia
马来西亚再拿出来
take it out again
转到印尼
and to Indonesia
印尼的利息最高的
because Indonesia has the highest interest
但是等几年算来算去变成什么都没有了
but after a few years then you come to nothing
因为印尼币一直贬值贬值 他给你的利息就是贬值的酬劳。
Because this Indonesia, the money keep depreciating.
所以世界上根本没有人要替别人赚钱。
So in the whole world, there's no one who wants to make money for others.
每个人只想对我有利，我做对有利，我做对我有利，我做没有利不必讲。
The only thing is profitable to me, then I'll do it. Profitable to me, then I do it.
怪不得有一些人读了圣经很受感动。
So are people who read the Bible are so touched.
有一些人读了圣经气得要命。
But there are people who read the Bible and got so angry.
因为圣经教导人不求自己的益处。
Because the Bible teaches them not to please their own self.
那我如果不求自己的益处，我要吃什么
？If I do not seek for my own profit, what do I have to eat?
只有傻瓜才去信。
You're a fool.
只有笨人才去听罗马书演讲。
Only the stupid will come to listen to the book of Romans.
你不相信？你看第一章第十五章第一节说，你不求自己的益处。
Because in chapter 15, verse 1 says, "Do not seek for your own profit."
那么世界上到底有没有真？真正不求自己益处而活在历史的人。
In the world, is there anybody who lives in the history without seeking the profit for himself?
有
，Yes，
就是耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ Himself。
请问耶稣基督在世界上从人类得到什么益处
？When they ask that Jesus from mankind, how much profit have gained?
他周游四方行善
，He traveled to all places to do good.
他双手供应人受苦，医治人的疾病。
And with the two hands, He heals, He helps.
有哪一双手比耶稣做更多造诣人情的事
？Is there a single pair of hands that do much good to mankind？
有哪一双脚比耶稣更多到处游行传道帮助人
？Any pair of legs that also go to all places to go and preach and help？
这个人怎么对待主的手、主的脚呢
？Then how do people deal with the hands and the legs of Christ Jesus？
人把耶稣的双手双脚钉在十字架上。
They nailed his two hands and two legs on the cross。
耶稣十字架上讲什么话
？Jesus on the cross, what did he say？
你们这些没有良心的人、啊、
，You do have conscience。
我的手做什么错事，你把我挂在这里
？What wrong my hand has done, you want to hang me on the cross？
我的脚走错什么地方，你把我钉在这里
？What wrong places have my legs traveled, you want to nail me here？
你们这些没有良心
，You who have no conscience。
上帝啊，降下火把他们烧死吧
！God。Send fire to burn them.
是吧
？Is that so?
没有。
No.
耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say?
双手双脚被钉，他在说，父啊，赦免他们。
Even though he was nailed on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不。
For they know not what they do.
如果有人不求自己益处，活在历史上。
If there are people living in history without seeking profit for themselves,
这个人就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
但我告诉你
，But I tell you,
因为历史上有这样一位基督。曾经来过
，because in the history that this called Jesus were visited，
曾经不求自己的益处而活过
，and he also lived without seeking profit for himself，
就是整个两千多年来世界的文化产生一个革命性的改变。
That for this now 2,000 years, the culture in the whole world have a revolution.
多少人化仇恨为爱心
？How many people have transformed hatred to love?
化自私为分享
，and transform selfishness to sharing.
化愤怒为和睦
，to transform hatred to harmony.
化妒忌为炫目
，transform this envy to admiring.
化轻看为赞美
，to transform this passion judgment to praises.
从前轻看人
，in the past we despise people.
如今赞美神
，but now we praise God.
从前妒忌人
，in the past we envy others.
现在炫目学习比他好。
Now we admire to be better than the do.
从前愤怒别人
，in the past we hate others.
如今赦免人
，but now we forgive.
从前报仇人
，in the past we take revenge.
如今用爱。
But now in love, we want to forgive.
这就是因为十字架上这句话产生的改革。
This is because of statement coming from the cross that bring the revolution.
哪一句话呢
？What statement?
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
如果你研究全人类的历史
，If you were to study the human history,
你一定要发现这句话是历史上耶稣以前。从来没有一个人曾经讲过。
You want to discover that in the history prior to Jesus, no one had ever said that.
这是历史上的第一次。
In the history, this is the first time.
最近几年我在想一件事情。
In this few days, I was thinking of one thing.
这几年有一个很奇怪的现象。
A very strange phenomenon.
最销路的电影是胡说八道的电影。
You know those TV programs that can broadcast the best are those who talk nonsense.
Harry Potter. 讲鬼讲怪的乱讲没有的东西。
Talk about all those strange things.
全世界销路大的不得。
But the whole world has a good sale.
The Lord of the Rings. 哇，销路大的不得了。
Has a good sale.
还有许多乱讲一场的东西。
And people that talk nonsense.
产生了这个人需要受的娱乐的安慰。填满虚空的鼓叫
So the people emptiness in the heart got to be entertained, be filled with all the things.
刚刚几个月前
A few months ago
宣布 the Lord of the Rings, the return of the king 是世界销路最大可能会超越 Ben-Hur 的伟大的电影
So the return of the king in the Lord of the Rings probably will supersede even Ben-Hur
那么我就问到底伟大在哪里
So I had to ask where is the mightiness
答案是场面的伟大
And it's a grand,
那个产生了精神刺激的伟大。
And the stimulation comes from the spirit.
你们故事情节紧凑的伟大。
And also the plot of the play.
演电影的技术的伟大。
And also the technique and skill in acting.
还有那个导演的这个伟大。
And also the conductor, also director.
故事情节紧凑的伟大。
And also there's a good plot.
有这个正义感的伟大。
And also the sense of justice.
我认为这也不错。The Lord of the Rings 是比 Harry Potter 更好的多了。
So I think the Lord of the Rings probably is better than Harry Potter.
不是 probably, 实在是好的。
It's good, better than Harry Potter.
但是呢，一比 Ben-Hur 的时候。
But as compared to Ben-Hur.
不能比了。
Cannot compare.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为 Ben-Hur 是有史以来得到11个金像奖。唯一的一个
Because Ben-Hur is the only film that regained 11 Oscars.
Elsie.
Ben-Hur.
The Rope.、这些最伟大的影片
These great films
都有基督教爱仇敌的成分赦免仇敌的良饭作为它的根据
There's an element foundation to love your enemies, to forgive your enemies.
刚刚这些事发生过以后
So when this thing happened,
十天以前
10 days ago,
有一部新的电影轰动全世界
There's one film that stirred up the whole world.
这题目叫做 The Passion of Christ.
The Passion of Christ, this film.
Passion, 拉丁文的意思就是受难受苦的意思
Passion means to suffer.
所以呢 The Passion of Christ, 基督的受难
The Passion of Christ, this film,
也就是要描写耶稣基督最后那一天在世界上所受的苦难的情形。
To describe the passion and suffering Jesus Christ experienced on that last day.
就2000年以前一个人死了有什么好讲的呢
？2000 years ago, a single person suffered. What's that to talk?
太落伍了。
And so backward.
太久了。
Also so long.
跟今天的世界没有关系。
There's nothing related to the world today.
请问 Harry Potter 跟你的生活有什么关系
I want to ask Harry Potter is there anything to do with you
The Lord of the Rings 跟你生活有什么关系
The Lord of the Rings is there anything to do with the life
上帝就在这两篇电影轰动世界又不久许可 The Passion of Christ 这篇片名出来了
So after this film has started the world God allowed this Passion of Christ came out
这篇电影一讲出来的时候
So when this film was played
我相信 95% 是根据圣经
I believe that 95% of it is according to the Bible
竟然引起了犹太人全世界的怒气
It causes all the hatred of the Jew of the whole world
因为这篇电影里面有一句话
Because there's a statement in this film
这个罪归给我们跟我们犹太人的子子孙孙吧
That sin come to us and also our next generation to come for the Jews.
所以呢，这个呢是不能被接受的。
This something is not acceptable by Jews.
因为自从希特拉用这武器毒死了650万犹太人以后
，So ever since this Hitler has used a poison get to poison 6.5 million Jews,
引起了世界的公愤。
And arouse the hatred of the whole world.
20世纪的人道主义都站在同情犹太人的这一方面。
For the 20th century humanism, they want to fight and also be compassion for the Jews.
犹太人就因此重整旗鼓。
And also the Jews, because of that, they want to fight for themselves.
不起为自己的民族伸冤，对纳粹主义的抵挡、仇恨、报仇的这种运动。
So they want to resist and the movement. They want to go against this
Nazism.
Nazism.
这样呢，在过去的40年中
，So for the past 40 years，
犹太人实实在在已经达到了他们的成就的目的。
The Jews actually has a reached a personal aim。
所以呢，凡是反犹太主义的民族，都给世界骂得半死。
So for those who are anti-Semitism， they are actually scolded by the whole world。
这个国际的名称叫做 anti-Semitism。
Anti-Semitism。
Anti-Semitism 就是反神族主义。
So this anti-Semitism。
凡闪族主义什么意思呢？
And what about going to Sam?
挪亚的孩子有闪、韩、雅夫。
You know, this Noah has three sons, Ham, Japhet, and also
Sam, Ham, and Japhet.
Japhet.
那么这个闪的第四代子孙
，So the ten generation coming from Sam
就成为了什么呢？闪的第四代子孙就是挪亚。
That's Noah.
以后的再下去。就是这个亚伯拉罕
Then later on coming to Abraham
那这样的从闪的下来就成亚伯拉罕以撒雅各雅各就生了犹流巴流变西面犹大利未当亚瑟加的以撒加西布流以后到这个又是变两面十二支派
So from it you have the 12 tribes of Israel
所以犹太人自认是闪的这系的后代
So these Jews acknowledge they are coming directly from this Shem
希特拉反犹太人就是反闪族
So when this Hitler go against the Jews, they go against anti-Semitism.
所以全世界一定痛骂德国，发动第二次世界。
So the whole world want to rebuild also this German also to have this Second World War.
希特拉也变成二次世界最臭的一个名字。
And Hitler, this name become the most defamed name.
本来他是很臭的。
Actually, he is actually not too good.
名字臭过斯大林，臭过任何一个人。
And also, the name is no good as compared to even Stalin.
所以呢，全世界产生一个共识。
So there is a common belief in the whole world.
同情闪族。
To sympathize the Sem.
同情犹太人。
The Semites and also the compassion of the Jews.
但犹太人利用这种心理战术过分。
But they overuse this kind of psychology.
二次世界大战以后。
After the Second World War.
从这个六零年代。
And in the 60s,
犹太民族跟阿拉伯民族产生了永远没有仔细的争斗，特别是这个 Palestine 的事件。
The Jews and Arabians have unceasing war in the Palestine.
那么世界的人要站在哪一边呢？
So in the whole world, which ones we side?
有许多时候犹太人太过火了。
Many times the Jews too much.
所以他们对于回教徒是用坦克车，回教徒对他们是用石头。
And to the Muslims, they use a tank, but the Muslims use stone against them.
这件事我不要讲太多。
I'm not going to discuss much of this.
因为我们时间不能一直分叉出去。
Because we're going to diverse too much.
但是呢，总是在西方站在犹太人这边。
But then it's the West that sided the Jews.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们已经就悟到一件事情。
Because they understood one thing.
无论如何，一定要掌握两件事。
No matter what, we want to grasp two things.
第一
，the first，
掌握经济大权。
That is the economics.
第二
，the second，
掌握新闻的方向。
And also direction of the news.
所以呢，美国的经济跟新闻是犹太人控制的。
So the economics and also new mass media is the hand of Jews.
当你看报纸的什么在头条，什么在最后
？So when they read the newspaper, which come first, which come the last?
是谁决定的呢
？Who decide?
啊，在马来西亚，当然马来西亚的东西放头条。
In Malaysia, of course, the Malaysian news will put the first page.
别人的事情放在后面。
And others will wait at back.
最多加上国际新闻就是。
And also at international news.
那么重要的在这里的人就看这里的事情。
Important thing is that we read news locally.
全世界的新闻受犹太人控制。
But for the whole world, the mass media is in the control of the Jews.
全世界的经济又受犹太人控制。
Also, the same thing with the economics of the whole world.
这一次竟然出一篇电影。
Now we have this film.
在旧事重提。
So mention all ancient things.
因为当犹太人要定耶稣死罪的时候。
So when the Jews want to nail Jesus Christ.
他们对比拉多说，定他十字架。定他十字架。
They tell this Pontius Pilate, kneel on the cross, crucify him on the cross.
比拉多洗手三次。
Pontius Pilate washes him three times.
他说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
I cannot find what kind of sin he has.
他们就讲一句话。
And they say one statement.
如果你不定他，你就是对凯撒不忠心的。
If you do not condemn him, then you are not faithful to Caesar.
那么这边电影里面有两件事。第一
，Two things happen in this film.
就是认为犹太人毙了比拉多。比拉多因为怕这个有一个得罪凯撒不忠的罪名，就怕犹太人的缘故，他就定耶稣死罪。
It's the Jews that forces Pontius Pilate so that he will not be unfaithful to Caesar, and that's why Pontius Pilate condemned Jesus.
所以呢，犹太人说
，The Jews say
这一句话呢
，This statement
是得罪犹太人
，Go against the Jews.
因为比拉多定罪无关犹太人逼他不逼他。
Because for the Pontius Pilate to condemn Jesus is nothing to do with the Jews.
美国的犹太人大大生气。
So the American got angry.
要求禁止这一片。
So want to prohibit the playing of this film.
另外一件事情是。
Another thing happened.
圣经记载。
The Bible recorded.
犹太人说。
The Jews say.
把耶稣钉十字架。
To nail this Jesus on the cross.
流他的血。
He shed his blood.
这罪归于我们，与我们的子孙。
This sin we will bear it, and also our children will bear it.
And our descendants
will bear it.
这句话圣经是写下来。
It's recorded in the Bible.
但是犹太人不愿意人家提这个事情。
But the Jew doesn't want people to mention this thing.
这个是引起着他的子孙被杀，被杀，被杀，就是因为他们祖宗杀耶稣是应该被杀的。
And because generation they're being killed, it's because they ancestors killed Jesus.
所以犹太人要求。做这一片殿营的人
，So this Jew want the one whom the framemaker of this
要认错
，want to confess
要除去这些事
，to erase this。
那么这一片殿营的制片人是谁呢
？And who is the producer of this film?
Gibson。这个人是非常这个传统的，也是非常保守的天主教徒。
And this is a Catholic who is very traditional and very conservative。
所以要尽量忠心照着圣经。
So he wanted to be faithful to the Bible。
来演耶稣受难的那最后十多个钟头。
And to play the last few tens of hours of Jesus when he was suffering。
那因为宗教影片引起敏感。
And because of this religious film that aroused sensitivity，
所以还没有在全美国首映以前
，So before even the first prime play，
这个天主教的制片就先给教皇看一下。
And also this producer, he presented the film first to the Pope，
然后再给基督教最重要的一个布道叫 Billy Graham 也看一下。
And also present to Billy Graham，
教皇看了大受感。
The Pope saw it and was touched。
Billy Graham 看了一直流泪。
Billy Graham shed tears when he was watching。
这一片的宗教意义就很大了。
So it's a very big religious connotation with this。
犹太人看了不感动不流泪大发脾气。
They are not touched, they are not moved, they got angry。
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
会引起大战了。
Because he's going to arouse wars,
宗教战争
，religious war，
引起内乱的
，and so religious war，
情操动乱全世界
，because emotional stir up in the world，
所以怎么办呢
？What to do now？
后来有一些的妥协
，some compromises，
就是不把这些重要的话把它这个把它弄出来。
So do not want to play this important statement.
但是呢
，But then，
这个事情一传出去
，When this thing was being spread，
今天我收到的消息
，Today the news I got is，
美国突然间本来有2800间的电影，二月份同时要演这个电影。
In America, actually in February, concurrently 2800 cinema to play this film.
今天的消息增加到4000间要演。
Today the news said 4,000.
当然，我不是站在这里替电影广做广告。
Of course, I'm not doing advertisement for the film show.
但我敢说一句话。
But I dare to say,
这片电影
，this film，
可能比很多没有负责任的教会的牧师，更把真正耶稣死的福音传出来。
Maybe compared to all a lot of irresponsible pastors, they truly preach the form of the gospel.
世界上的人要从哪里听福音呢
？The whole world, where can we get the gospel?
从基督徒口中听福音。
From the Christians,
基督徒不传福音。
Christians doesn't preach now.
牧师也不传。
Pastor doesn't preach now.
牧师搞灵的运动。
They want a charismatic movement.
讲丰富神教。
Talk about the prosperity theology and
the tongues.
So they thought it's the Holy Spirit's
wisdom. 教会不传福音的时候。
So when the church not preach the gospel,
上帝用他自己的办法使这个电影有使全世界千千万万人可以看见耶稣死的情形。
God will use this film to allow the thousands and millions of people in the whole world to watch Jesus suffering.
我这几天讲这些事的时候
，When I was thinking of all these things these few days,
我心里充满对神的感谢。
My heart filled with thankfulness to God.
以及对将要来几个月的期望。
And also expectation a few more months to come.
因为把这个电影演出来以后
，So when this film is being broadcast,
你就发现了
，You discovered
Harry Potter, The Lord of Rings 根本算不得什么。
Harry Potter, The Lord of Rings is nothing.
那真正感动人心
，The one who truly touched people's heart,
真正刺激生命的
，The one that stimulates the growth of life,
真正使人明白人生意义的
，And to also allow people to understand the meaning of life,
基督在历史的显现。以及在十字架上的牺牲
is manifesting Christ's history and his suffering also on the cross.
最奇怪的事情
what's strange is
这个演耶稣的人不是基督徒
the one who played the character of Jesus is a Christian.
为了演得很真
but because he wants to truly act out
一定要全身伤痕流血
so there must be weeping and also he must suffer.
那么演电影平常都是用假的办法
you know actually they fake all the sufferings.
编的时候 yes 很大声但你看不见那个编碰到他的身体。
When they whip, also the sound is big, but you will never see the rope coming to his body.
这个我不解释，你们多看电影就知道了。
You watch the film, you know.
但是那一天呢，忽然那个颠的人真的颠到他的身上。
But on that day, the one who whipped fully whipped him.
颠的整个身体流血很厉害。
So the whole body, the blood came out.
这个演戏的人是要赚钱，不是要被打的。
So the one to play the character, he wanted to make money, not to be hood.
痛到不能忍了。
So he was so, he's so painful.
他要大发脾气的时候。
So when he lose his temper.
突然间神的灵就。
Suddenly, God's spirit worked.
他觉得，哎，我如果生气被迫进来，就电影就不成了。
If I were to get angry, then okay, I'll write short.
他忍受的时候。
So when he boiled,
突然一个思想来了。
A thought came in.
原来耶稣那个时候就是这样被鞭打。
But Jesus was whipped in the same manner.
我被打一次，我会这样要生气。
I was whipped only once. I got to get angry.
耶稣竟然没有生气。
Jesus did not.
他就信主了。
So he turned to be a Christian.
你看奇妙不奇妙
？So he turned to be a Christian.
很奇妙
，something very amazing.
然后他就体会基督的死。
So he can actually feel how Jesus felt.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
一个人不认识耶稣，他根本不知道他是人。
A one who doesn't know Jesus is not a man at all.
教会不传耶稣基督，教会不是教会。
If the church doesn't preach about Jesus, the church is not a church.
当你真正认识基督，凡事不求自己益处，哦，活在世界上。
When you truly know that Jesus does not ask for his own profit and he live in the world,
你的思想、你的灵性、你的道德一定被建立起来。
Then your thought, your morality, your spirituality will be built up.
所以这段圣经很重要。
So this passage is very important.
我们刚强的人。
We were strong.
应该担待我们软弱的人的软弱。
We must bear the feelings of those who are weak.
不求自己的意。
Not to please ourselves.
你明白这件事情？
So you understand this verse?
你比别人好吗？
Are you better than others?
不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
你比别人英俊吗？
Are you handsome than others?
不是叫你轻看丑陋的人。
Then you will despise those who are ugly.
你比别人健康吗？
You are healthier than others.
不是叫你去打比你软弱的人。
Then you want to beat those who are weaker?
比你比别人更高大呢
you are, more built, bigger
built. 不是去压别人的头
not to press others head.
你比别人更有钱吗
you are richer than others.
不是用钱再去敲诈更穷的人
not to use your money to make more money from them.
你比别人更有机会吗
you have more opportunity as compared to others.
不是去剥削是欺负别人
not that you want to take advantage of them.
你比别人更有健康吗
you are healthier than others.
不是去使别人比你更有疾病更软弱
not that others will feel even ill, more ill.
你比别人好
You're better.
你要担当别人。
You're the better.
你比别人健壮。
You're more healthy.
要担当别人的软弱。
Bear their weaknesses.
你比别人健康。
You're more healthy.
要体会别人的疾病。
To sympathize with
illness. 你比别人更有钱。
You're richer.
要去帮助更穷的。
Help those who are poorer.
这才是真正做人。
This is the true man.
应当有道德的意义。
That's the meaning of morality.
所以我们坚固的人。
So with those who are strong.
应当担待不。坚固的人软弱
We ought to bear with the failings of the weak
不求自己的喜悦
And not to please ourselves
我们个人勿要叫邻舍喜悦
Also we to please our neighbors
怎样帮助别人
How to help others
怎样造就别人
How to build them up
怎样使别人喜悦
How the other will enjoy and be pleased
上帝是不是要我天天去讨好人的
You see, is God wanting me to please others every day?
你不必讨好的像狗一直摇尾巴不是
You then will wag your tail to please others
你送一些温暖给别人
Give them some this warm.
给人一些微笑
Some smile.
给人一些鼓励
Some encouragement.
给人一些盼望
Give them some hope.
给人一些爱心
Give them some love.
就这样做人
Then behave in such.
这世界就更好
The world will turn to be better.
反正与你谈话的人
For those who talk to you.
都从你的生命得到造就
From your life they'll be encouraged.
与你做朋友的人
Those who will be friends.
都从你的生命得到鼓励
From your life they're encouraged.
有许多人的失败中间不告诉人
There are people who fail, he never tell people.
因为经验告诉人，也告诉人，人也轻看。
Because the experience tells us, the more you tell people, the more the people despise us.
明白这个道理以后
，So when I understand this truth,
你要学习
，You want to learn.
当人告诉你他的苦难的时候
，When people tell you their suffering,
你应当安慰他。
You must comfort them.
你应当帮助他。
You must help them.
将你做人成为别人的益处。
Then you become the profit of others.
那么你活得就更丰盛。
Then you live even more, live more abundantly.
我曾经对你们讲过。
I've told you before.
如果你听过，你再听一次。
You've heard it once, hear it again.
现在有很多心理学家在研究为什么有一些少女、少男会自杀。
There are many of the psychologists studying why that these teens will commit suicide.
世界的记录。最年轻自杀的竟然是个五岁半的孩子。
And the world record is that for those who commit suicide the youngest is a boy of 5.5 years old.
一年多以前，新加坡也有一个 很小的孩子自杀。
A year ago, also in Singapore, there is a very young boy or commit suicide.
因为这些孩子感到父母不够关心。
Because these children feel that their parents are not good enough to love them.
很多大人也同样这样的思想，但他就是没有讲出来。
Some of the adults also feel the same thing, but they never say it out.
很多老人更有这样的感觉，不过他不爱讲罢了。
A lot of these old people also have the same kind of feeling, but they never want to tell it out.
你要记得 Even an old man is only a grown-up baby.
一个老人也只不过是个成熟的婴孩而已。
老人不过是养老的婴孩而已。
Old man only but a grown-up baby.
他觉得不好意思哭，哦，我很苦啊，因为怕人家笑，老人还要哭。
He feels shameful to cry, saying that I've suffered.
所以我们做人多了解人。
So we try to understand people.
多帮助人。
Help people.
当心理学家研究为什么青少年都会自杀的时候
When the psychologists study why is that these teens will commit suicide
后来他们发表一篇文章
They have done an article
里面有一句话我看了我就流泪了
So there's a statement coming from there I shake my tears
他发现一个十几岁的少年跳海自杀以前
He said for less was about a teen 10 or 10 years when he jumped the sea
在他日记簿的最后一行写一句话
In the diary the last statement is
我现在离家
Now I leave my home
我走到海边去
I come beside the sea
我要结束我的生命
I want to end my life
但是
But then
如果从我家到海边这条路只要有一个人对我笑一笑，我就不跳，我就回来。
If from this road, from my house to the seaside, there's one single person that smiled to me, I will not jump to the sea.
结果呢
？But then,
那一天没有一个人对他笑一笑。
No one actually give her a smile.
他看这个世界这么冷。
She finds that her world is so cold.
没有一个人可以了解。
Not a single person try to understand her.
没有一个人给我温暖。
Not a single person give warmth to her.
他到了海边。
When she comes to the seaside,
就跳下去。
She jumped.
我们怎么知道他跳下来
？How do we know she jumped?
因为后来找到他的尸体。
Later they found the corpse.
又看到他的日记。
And read her diary.
这两件事对照起来。
So when these two things are put together,
你知道他真正是自杀。
You know she committed suicide.
人与人之间
，man and man，
好一点好吗
？Shouldn't we better?
好吗
？Isn't it good?
今天开始
，from today onward，
对人好一点好吗
？Better to others，
心情看开一点。
And also be more open in your mind.
爱心宽大。
And also broaden your love.
微笑真诚。
And also more genuinely in your smile.
帮助人真心。
To help those with honesty.
这世界就更美。
Then the world turned to be more
beautiful. 你说怎么可能
？How is it possible?
真心一句话。
One word.
不求自己的益处。
Don't seek for your own good.
求别人的益处。
But others good.
怎么会做到呢
？How can you do it?
效法耶稣基督。
To learn from the example of Jesus.
基督是这样活在世界。
Because Jesus lived in such manner.
我们现在继续看下去。
When we continue to read this passage.
这样，我们看见我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
So we have to please the neighbor for his good to build him up.
大家一同读第二节，我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。第三节我读。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦。
For even Christ did not please himself.
如经上所记。
But as it is written.
辱骂你的人辱骂都落在我身上。
The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.
基督不但不求自己的喜悦。
Not only that Christ Jesus did not fight for his own good.
他甘愿担当全世界的人对别人的辱骂。在自己的身上
But he want to bear the insult the whole world to himself
所以有的人认为我被恨我很苦
The people who feel that I'm being hated I feel suffering
我受逼迫我很吃亏
I'm being persecuted I find that I fall short
耶稣说什么呢
Jesus said
他们没有逼迫你以前
Before they persecuted you
他们已经逼迫我
They already persecuted me
他们没有恨你以前
Before they hated you
他已经恨你
They already hate me
所以当基督徒受苦的时候
So at the time when Christians suffer
你不要忘记是他们是把苦放在基督的身上，透过你发泄出来。
Do not forget that they actually put the suffering on Jesus, and through you is being manifested.
基督徒受苦的时候
，When Christians suffer，
你说主啊，我信了你受苦。
You say, Lord, I believe in you, and now I suffer.
岂不是我为你受苦
？That I suffer for your sake now.
主说儿啊，不是。
Jesus said, No, my children.
是他们。给你的辱骂都落在我的身上。
But all the insults on you now is borne upon me.
基督在十字架上
，Christ on the cross，
所担当的痛苦
，the suffering he bore，
是世界历史 到世界末日，没有一个人会
了解。From the beginning of the world to the end of the world, no one understands.
没有一个人会完完全全明白。
No one can truly understand.
如果我们为主受苦，你敢讲这句话
？If we were to suffer for Christ's sake and you dare to say this,
你应当知道，在我们还没有为主受苦以前，主已经为我们先受了一切的苦。
You must know that before we suffer for His sake, He has suffered all our suffering.
而且没有一个人受苦超过耶稣所受的苦的程度。
And no one has ever suffered as compared to the degree of how Christ suffered.
所以耶稣基督有四次这么说，叫神不能高过先生。
And that's why four times Jesus said that the student cannot be better than the master.
你解这些圣经不要说，那岂不是说亲不能出于难吗？
And the Jews interpret that the student cannot be better in quality as compared to the masters.
中国人说青出于蓝而过于蓝。
The Chinese will say that this is the green coming from blue and better than the blue.
很多学生以后学成比老师更厉害。
And the achievement of many of the students is better than master, you say?
为什么耶稣说的学生不能胜过先生？
Why is that the Jesus say that the student cannot be higher than the master?
请你注意文句之间的结构怎样关联。
You must see how the meaning are connected.
耶稣说学生不能高过先生。
He said that the student cannot be better than the master.
接下去他讲什么话？
Then he said,
如果他们逼迫你，他们一定是更逼迫我。
If they were to persecute you, all the more they will persecute me.
所以没有人比耶稣受更重的逼迫，更多的刑罚，更大的痛苦。
No one has ever suffered more than Jesus.
基督是一切苦难最高峰的承担者。
Jesus is the bearer of the highest suffering of mankind.
基督是全世界罪恶集中担当在身上唯一的一位。
For the whole world, the summation of all the sins is now borne in the shoulder.
所以辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我的身上。
So the insult on you is now on me.
所以基督是接纳，接纳
是 accept。
有一次我要讲领袖学的时候
，There was one I want to talk about the leadership.
我从二十一岁。
Since 21,
有一个习惯
there is a habit in me,
讲每一篇道我都不要参考书
then every this sermon that I preach I would not want to check a reference book
我不是说我没有买书
it's not that I don't buy books
我很多解经书
and many are Bible commentaries
很多神学书
and many theological books
很多讲章集
many also sermon books
所以我如果有参考我有一个习惯自己买书不喜欢到图书馆去借
So when I want to make references, I want to use my own book. I'm not going to the library.
所以这一生我买过的、自己用的书超过一万本。
So the book I bought in my life now more than 10,000 copies.
那为什么呢？我从神学院第一年二十岁开始读神学，二十一岁开始讲到，我都不要用参考书。
So when I go to seminary at the age of 20, and then at the age of 21, I start to preach now.
因为我愿意好好思想圣经。从神的话领受真理然后讲出来的时候是从生命提出来不是从知识反传过来
So I want to study for myself first when I preach it preach my own life experience not from knowledge alone
你说这种态度对不对
Is that right attitude?
不一定对
Not necessarily
我要你尽量多参考书
I want to make a lot of references
然后吸收很多伟大的解经家的精华
A lot of the cream coming from the Bible expositions
那为什么谭牧师你不这么做
Why is that Reverend Tong you don't do that?
我先想
I think first.
想完了以后
After my thoughts.
把自己的感受写成讲章
Then I write my own feeling into the sermons.
我才看参考
Then only I read reference books.
为什么你有这个习惯
Why I have such habits?
这样我自己的创造力
So I have a creativity in me.
我自己钻研的精神
So I have a spirit of study.
先培养起来
And I cultivate my own study.
尽了我责任的时候
When I've done my duty.
我再看别人参考书
Then I study others reference books.
我就知道自己缺点在哪
Then I know where's the shortcoming.
知道别人比我伟大的地方
And people are great to me in certain areas.
这是我个人希望我向上帝负责你不一定要学我
So I'm responsible to God but you don't have to learn from me.
那我对你们讲罗马书
When I expound this book of Romans to you.
都是我挣扎的结果
It's the result of my own struggle.
所以你们尽量买罗马书注释尽量买五本十本二十本你去买
So you better go ahead and buy a lot of commentaries on Romans.
你不会看到我所讲的是从哪一本拿出来
You will not see the word expound coming from what commentaries.
这表示我向神负责但是我讲一定不违背正统解经家的神学的那个规矩
But that's to show that I will not go against God's idea and also it will not out of the bound of the theology
那当我自己深思考察的时候
So when I thought through thoroughly
发现许多神要我知道的事情已经隐藏在那
I find that many things God wants me to know is hidden in His word
感谢上
Praise God
我们思想耶稣基督。
When I think of Jesus,
你可能想到许多解经家都没还想没有想到。
You probably have thought through many of the things that the commentators have not thought through.
基督不求自己的益处。
Jesus Christ never seek for his own good.
基督受难。
When he suffered,
基督受苦的时候。
When he suffered,
他是担当了所有的人的痛苦。
He bear the suffering of all people.
那有一次我要讲领袖学的这一篇道的时候。
So, there was one I want to preach on a sermon on leadership.
我就自己从圣经找。
So I want to find a principle from the Bible.
我知道现在很多人参加了领袖训练班，那些材料书里早就有了。
I tell you what, a lot of these are leadership seminars that have those materials come from many books.
但我自己想这个题目的时候
，So when I talk through this topic,
有一次我想到一个很重要的问题。
There's one important question that came to my mind.
就是呢，摩西的领导
，Moses leading
是个人的
，is a personal
很伟大
，great，
但是领导的组织
，but then the organization of leadership,
他不
，he doesn't know,
他很弱。
He's weak.
所以有困难的人都直接来找他。
So those have difficulty will come to him directly.
那些人的困难排队成龙。
So these people will line up a long queue to him.
从早到晚。
From the morning to evening.
有什么事来问他，他就给他解释。什么问题就弄到他累死了，也没有结果。
They ask him every single detail. He was so exhausted.
排队的第二天、第三天才来排队，也没有分到他们的份。
And those who queued up for two days, three days, they never come to his turn.
所以伟大的领袖有他笨的一方面。
So the great leader has something which is foolish.
上帝就用外邦的祭司耶陀罗来教导他。
So God used Jethro, the Gentile priest, to teach him.
所以牧师不要以为自己什么都懂。
So pastors don't feel that you know everything.
有一些事外教的祭司比你更懂。
There are some things those Gentile priests know better than you do.
神又许可耶陀罗来教导摩西。
God also allowed Jethro to come and teach him.
教导什么呢？
What did he teach?
因为摩西是他的女婿。
Because Moses is his son-in-law.
所以他就看他女婿做得太重。
So he see the son-in-law bearing so much heavy weight and he had the compassion on him.
所以对他说。
So told him.
你这样会累死。
You will be exhausted.
你要把你的百姓。
Your people.
六十万男丁。
And they have 600,000 of these main men.
十个有个小组的组长。
For 10, you have a small group.
百个就十组，有一个百夫长。
For 100, with 10 groups, then you have one also leader.
每五组有一个五十夫长。
And for the 50, you come as a leader.
一十个百夫长就建立一个千夫长。
So 110 of the group there for 100 now become one who is lead with the
60万男丁只要600个人来找你。
So 600,000 people only you need 60 people to come.
这600人有什么困难你处理。
So these 600 people that come to you, you deal with the problem.
60万其他的人处理。
And the rest will deal with the rest.
摩西才懂原来是这样。
So then Moses realized that.
那是圣经就启示的。
That's the Bible's revelation.
每一万个人
for 10,000 people,
一共有130个领导的人
130 leaders.
就是一个
one
管十个
to control 10,
再管这个一百个
hundred,
再管
一千
一两百个
and then 200,
再管一千个
and then 1,000.
所以这样呢，对不起，每一百有一个百夫长。
For 100, there's a centurion.
每十个有十夫长。
For 10, there is a leadership for 10.
所以一万就有一千就有一百个十夫长。
So for this 10,000, they have 100 centurions.
二十个五十夫长。
And 20 of those control 50.
还有十个百夫长。
And 10 of the those control 10.
十个百夫长。
And 10 centurions.
Centurion and 1,000 夫长。
And one those who control 1,000.
所以这样1,000部长下面一共100个领袖就可以控制一万人。
So 1,000 of this leadership for 1,000, they can control 10,000.
上帝启示这件事。
So this how God revealed.
到现在领袖就发现。
Until today the leadership studies.
最伟大的领导。
Discovered the greatest leader.
如果把下面分成120到130去统治。那一定很成功。
They can rule over effectively with 120 or 130.
后来我再想一件事。
Then I thought one thing.
当人有困难的时候。
When people have problems.
告诉谁呀、啊、
？Who to tell?
告诉十夫长。
Ten, the one who leads the ten.
十夫长有困难。
And the leader of the ten with when they problems.
告诉五十夫长。
They'll come to a leader of 50.
五十夫长有困难。
When a leader of 50 have problems.
告诉百夫长。
They come to centurions.
百夫长有困难的。
When a leader of 100 have problems.
告诉千夫长。
They come to a leader of 1,000.
千夫长有困难的。
When a leader of 1,000 have problems.
告诉谁呀、啊、
？Who to tell?
摩西嘛。对对
tell Moses.
对不对？那摩西有困难的。
When Moses has problems.
告诉谁？
Who to tell?
告诉上帝。
Tell God.
啊，我明白了。
So now I understand.
我感到不够，再问一句话。
I said not sufficient enough.
上帝有困难的时候告诉谁
？When God has problem, where would He seek help?
人怎么讲？我的讲章比他多一点。上帝有困难告诉谁
？So I a little bit more as compared to other sermons.
上帝有困难告诉上帝的上帝。
When God has problem, He tell the God of God.
如果上帝有上帝，上帝就不是上帝。
If God has God, He is not God.
没有上上帝。
Because there is no God who is the God of God.
有上上帝，有上中帝，有上下帝，有下下帝，下上帝，下中帝，一大堆了。
There are a lot of many others, these leaders.
所以我得到一个结论。
I have a conclusion.
什么叫做领袖
？What a leader?
就是苦难。堆积的总垃圾桶叫做领袖。
He is as a garbage can of all problems.
你们要为你们的牧师祷告。
So pray for your pastors.
因为全教会的垃圾堆是堆在他身。
Because all the garbage of the church go to him.
你明白吗
？You understand?
为你的父亲祷告。
Pray for your father.
全家的重担堆在他身上。
Because the whole burden of the family is upon him.
如果你父亲死了，要为你母亲祷告。
If your father has passed away, pray for your mother.
因为他的痛苦你不知道。
Because you never understand her suffering.
妈，所有困难堆在他，他就变成总困难的总垃圾桶。
So every problem comes to him, he becomes the garbage can of all problems.
你们很爱做领袖哈。
So you want to be leaders?
我的领袖说有一句话。
My leadership study has this word.
爱做领袖的人先学习做垃圾桶。
Those who want to be leaders learn to be a garbage can.
爱做领袖的先做一个负担所有困难的集中营。
So those who want to be the leader want to be one who the collectors of all problems.
每一个人做领袖就是做威风的。
So those who want to be a leader want to show off.
就大家看得出你做头。
Everybody will see that you are head.
做头。
You want to be head?
会头昏。
That you will have headache.
太大。
It's too big.
太大。会爆炸。
When it's too big, it also explodes.
大家说一二三，做头会头昏，
太大会爆炸，
会爆炸。所以你爱做头的人，先从苦难学起。
So if you want to be the leader, learn from suffering first.
不是从威风去炫目。
Not from showing off.
先从苦难去做起。
Practice your leadership from the suffering.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
辱骂你们的人的辱骂
，all the insults on you
都落在我身上。
All falls on him.
容易不容易
？Is it easy?
很不容易。
Not easy.
他成了忧患之子。
He become a son of sorrows.
多经忧患。
He has gone through many sufferings.
长寿痛苦。
And many many times he gone through suffering.
在整本弥赛亚里面。
In the whole book of Messiah.
你以为最伟大的是 Hallelujah Chorus?
You think Hallelujah Chorus is the greatest?
我告诉你，我最佩服的哪一首
？Which that I admire the most?
音乐的程度最深沉的是哪一种
？The one the most profound. Which one?
He was despised.
他被轻看了。
He was rejected.
他被拒绝。
那一首我最受感动。
And that I was so touched by Handel's Messiah in this part.
他受藐视。
That he was despised.
他受辱抗拒。
That he was rejected.
他受鞭打。
He was whipped.
那一首从头到尾要八分钟半。
From the beginning to the end, that part will take 8.5 minutes.
很多人听那一首不耐烦。
A lot of people feel impatient when they heard that.
但那一首前面跟后面一段是一样的，中间一段不一样。
But the beginning and the end part of that part is the same, but only the middle is different.
他翻过脸来，被他鞭打，他把这脊背交给他们，鞭伤在膝上。我听了，我很受感。
His face, his back were turned to be whipped, to be slapped, he suffered, and it was a touch.
我深信弥赛亚，甚至 Handel 一生所写的音乐最深的一首就是那一首。
I believe that the whole life when Handel composed a lot of the hymns, this moved to proud one he has composed.
一个人儿童的时候
，the one who is a child,
最喜欢的是新年穿新衣。
He liked to wear, put on new clothes in the new year.
得到红包
，and have a 红包。
快快乐乐的事。
You are joyful.
你越老的时候
，but when you get old,
越喜欢大自然。
You like me.
越老的时候
，When I get old，
越体会人类的痛苦。
You sympathize.
越老的时候
，Get old，
越欣赏苦难的价值。
You tell what the meaning of this suffering.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
你越真正明白基督受苦的价值的时候，你才进入文化最深的一层。
The more that you truly understand the meaning of suffering Christ Jesus, then you enter in the depth of culture.
我们做基督徒
，We as Christians，
不要永远像小孩子
，Do not be like a child，
蹦蹦跳跳。
Like active and
young,
Lord, let me be rich.
你像孩子爱红包一样。
Yeah, like a child who like 红包。
当你到最伟大的时刻。
But when you come to the greatest hymn,
主啊，我要与你一同受苦。
Lord, I want to suffer with you.
我要为你受苦。
I want to suffer
for your sake. 分享生命。
I want to share life.
愿人的辱骂都落在我身上。
May people's insult come to me.
你效法基督。
You copy Christ.
担当别人痛苦。
To bear others' suffering.
担当别人软弱。
To bear others' weakness.
担当别人的疾病。
To bear others' illness.
担当别人的愁苦。
To bear others' suffering.
担当别人的贫穷。
To bear others' poverty.
那你就进到一生同工的地步。
Then you enter into co-workership with Christ Jesus.
感谢上。
Praise God.
所以到第七节的时候。
So when it comes to seventh verse,
保罗突然讲一句话。
Paul suddenly said,
你们的彼此接纳。
You want to accept each other,
如同基督接纳你。
That Christ is accepting you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear friends,
当我们的主接纳我们的时候
，When the Lord accepted us,
我们是何等贫穷
，You know we are so poor,
何等肮脏污秽
，So filthy and
何等软弱
，So weak,
何等不配得
，And so unworthy.
主竟然接纳我们
，And then Christ accepted us.
今天我们对别人怎么样
？Today how do we deal with others?
轻看
，Despise,
排挤。
Reject,
妒忌
envy,
藐视
despise,
说一些不应当讲的话诽谤别人
and slander them,
抗拒别人
reject them,
我们不愿意与别人来往
we do not want to have fellowship with others,
我们怎样效法耶稣
how can we imitate him?
所以下一次我再讲
so the next time when I expound
我们特别讲彼此接纳这四个字
you know, talk this forward accepting one another
继续讲担当软弱的第二步
And the second part of bearing others' weaknesses.
愿上帝赐福。
May God bless us.
我们大家站起来。
Shall we all rise?
我们一同读第一到第三，再读第七节。
Reading verse 1-3 and 7.
罗马书第十五章。
Chapter 15 of Romans.
第一到第三节。
Verses 1.
又再读第七节。
And then verse number 7.
我们一同来读。
We read together.
我们坚固
的人应当担待不坚固的人的软弱。不求自己的喜悦，
我们个人不要叫灵舍喜悦，
使他得益处，
建立德行。
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，
如经上所记，
辱骂你人的辱骂
都
落在我身上。
我身上。第七节，
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
我们一同为自己祷告
Pray for ourselves.
我们感谢主在我们的软弱的世上主接纳了我们
You have to give thanks to God because in our weaknesses Christ accepted us
我们感谢主在我们污秽的时候主接近了我们
We have to give thanks because when we are filthy God cleanses us
我们感谢主在我们为奴的日子主释放了我们
We have to give thanks because when time when we are enslaved God liberates us
当我们刚硬的时候主柔化了我们
At the time we are hardened ourselves God softens us
当我们抵挡主的时候主接纳了我们
At time when opposed him, he accepted us.
求主帮助我们像耶稣基督
We pray that God help us like Jesus.
或做不求自己的
Live not for our own sake.
我们可以造就别人
That we can encourage others.
建立德行
Edify and build up virtue.
接纳别人
To accept others.
担当别人的软弱
To bear others' weaknesses.
我们一同开声
We pray together.
为自己效法基督来祷告
So that we can also copy Christ's example.
大家开声祷告
We pray together.
主啊